excuse me.
Oh, really?
I'm really sad because, you know, this show has been so much fun. But I didn't put my hands in your food afterwards. You know, come on. But this is really, this has been an amazingly fun show, guys.
We've had a blast.
I mean, Crystal and Sandy, they are the Casserole Queens.
What?
Make a Meal Cookbook is what it's all about. The recipes have come out, and ordinarily, we let you guys try them first, but I was going to ask Chef, what are you doing, Chef? Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You're eating.
I'm all right now.
You okay?
Well, like the first recipe that went out, we started with vanilla cake. Well, it's really a pretzel nutnilla cake.
That's right.
But tell us once again what's in it, ladies. Quickly run down, Chef Eric. Do you think you could give us a few minutes when your mouth isn't full?
No.
Go
ahead. If you join the show, that'd be better.
They're better to listen to anyway, so. All right, so how do we do this cake? What's in there roughly?
Very, very simple cake. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got a couple of kinds of sugar, granulated sugar, just regular white sugar, brown sugar to add a little richness and depth to it, butter, eggs, milk, you know, the regular suspects, some vanilla, and then we add in vanilla wafers, pretzels, and also some peanuts. You know, it adds that salty, crunchy yumminess to the kind of gooiness that happens.
It's almost more like a bar than it is a cake. Yeah. It doesn't rise like a big, huge cake. It's more of like a caramel, like, bar.
This is
delicious.
Very tasty.
I know.
Isn't it?
And by the way, this could be modified to be a gluten-free recipe very easily.
Yep.
Even with these ingredients, even with vanilla wafers, there are alternatives that you could use in here to make it gluten-free.
There's no flour in this.
Right,
yeah.
No flour.
Yeah.
Well, there's vanilla wafers may have some of the
pretzels.
You've got to be careful about the pretzels. Mm-hmm. But there are gluten-free alternatives for all of those.
Yes, right. Exactly.
So I'd use those instead. But this is really excellent.
Thank you.
And then you went and they started the great sausage. A fennel sausage. It's a baked sausage with fennel, basically. But so much more. So much more than that.
I know. That's what a casserole is. It's layers of love.
It's just got really the baked sausage with fennel. It's just got such really great deep flavors in it. You know, we've got the spicy Italian sausage, which has got a little bit of kick to it. So you got that bite that's very, very delicious. Plus the fennel and fennel seed, which it adds such a good deep rich flavor to it that it's not necessarily as expected. I don't think people cook with fennel as much as they should, and so I really encourage people to try this recipe. Because of that, because I think it'll turn you on to fennel.
And the potatoes and the tomatoes actually make it a meal. It's like a full meal.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. I mean, it's really actually, it's cooked perfectly.
Oh,
it's a casserole. I love it. Holdo's eating a casserole. Holdo's eating a casserole and loving it.
This is not a casserole.
This is a thing of beauty. A piece of artwork.
Yes, it is a casserole.
It's artwork.
It's just sort of a beautiful combination of fantastic flavors.
Yes, it's a casserole.
Welcome to
the casserole world.
Yes, exactly.
And then, not only were you done with that, then you got to have a little salad. But this isn't your ordinary iceberg lettuce salad like I love.
No.
It's a bread salad.
It's a bread salad with cucumbers and fontina cheese and tomatoes and calamala olives.
Good job.
I'm getting good. I'm getting so good with this.
I know. I tell you what. They are amazing, aren't they, though? I mean, this recipe, I know he'd love this.
Fresh basil. It's a great bread salad.
It's simple.
Simple.
This is something that if you were to walk into a great Italian deli and have a nice lunch or something like that, this would be one of those little side dishes that they would make.
Yeah.
But you can absolutely make a meal out of this. It's filling because it's got the bread and whatnot, but it's just so fresh and great for summer.
Lots of bright, great flavors for the summer. It's a perfect thing to make for family and friends when they come over because
really
they can just go to town.
And exactly, this is vegetarian, but if you're gluten free, that's why we have the Brussels sprouts, which you love so much.
Now, in fact, you're getting ready to serve those next.
We are. The one thing that we
didn't
talk
about. They're not vegetarian, but they're gluten-free.
Is we added back in the bacon that we cooked down and rendered off the fat. That's been put back in. We've mixed it all up, and it's ready to go if y'all want some.
Now, we're only going to give you the four recipes you heard here today. If you want the rest of the recipes, we just teased your taste buds.
That's right.
We just tantalized your pantry. We have just really given you a smidgen of what you can find in the newest cookbook by the Casserole Queens, Make a Meal Cookbook. It is incredible, and they are incredible. Crystal Cook, our homegrown girl, and Sandy Pollock, our Texas sweetheart. I mean, it is beautiful. And Chef Eric, eating.
That's perfect. That's what we like.
Yeah, it's good.
But anyway, now you're going to sample the final product, which is the Brussels sprouts.
It's a Brussels sprouts with bacon, garlic, and shallots.
And we don't even like Brussels sprouts.
And it is, it's just delightful. The smell in here is so good. Mm-hmm. Bacon, everything is better with bacon, as y'all know. And I love this one particularly. I eat Brussels sprouts probably 3 times a week. It's kind of an obsession with me.
They're so good for you.
I know.
Too.
They're so good for you.
Even surrounded by bacon, they're good for you.
Exactly.
Oh, here. And we'll sprinkle a little bit of salt on them.
Mm.
Now, tell people where they can get your cookbook. How can we get your cookbook? Also, do you have a Facebook? Let's get all the techie stuff out of the way.
We have a Facebook. We have a Twitter at CasseroleQueens.com.
Thank God for Crystal, because I do not have that sort of social media.
Oh,
thumb.
My gosh. These are so good.
It is good, isn't it?
Mm. Please try them.
It's like Brussels sprout candy. Nope.
It is. Nope. It is Brussels sprout candy.
Now, also, do you have a website?
www.casserolequeens.com.
Okay.
Yeah, we're everywhere. And when you get to there, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
our blog.
All of those things. Yeah.
Yes, all that good stuff.
So you guys blog out there?
We do.
Yes, we do. We're getting better at blogging.
We're getting better.
You know, that's the hard part about blogging. See, I'm a guy I can write some incredible blogs, but I have to be moved. Mm-hmm. I'm smart. I can't do it and sit down and write one every day.
Yeah, like sit and write a blog. Forget it.
That's right. I'm getting ready. I'm preparing my newest blog. Is on the latest controversy in the culinary world. It is that of kids being banned from restaurants. Mm-hmm. My proffer is, it's not the kids that are being banned. We're banning the rude parents.
Right.
They're the reason why that exists. So I'm writing a blog about that. But you can also find some other great blogs on chefandthefatman.com. We've got some wonderful restaurant reviews. Panhandle Settlement. Got a nice blog on that, which is a throwback to the 1800s. Nice. A man's dream of rebuilding all the homes from his childhood.
Nice. Oh, how neat.
It's really neat. It's in the Panhandle of Florida. Also, we've got some other commentaries, and Chef Eric is going to start contributing one of these days. He will,
and they're going to be great when he does.
As soon as he finishes his Brussels sprouts.
I already have to do the recipes. I mean, really? I've got.
I offered it to you if you want it. You don't have to do it.
No, I do. I do.
You know, I have
a lot to say.
It's really true. It's like the cobbler's sons have no shoes. Yes. It's like, it's very hard to do your own marketing, but we're trying very hard. It's just like you guys. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll get there together.
Take a look at my homage to picking blackberries. That was one of my first ones. It's kind of neat, kind of nostalgic. Anyway, blogging is really unique, and these gals, I'm sure, have plenty to say, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to be insightful. Ladies, we can't thank you enough. What an amazing day.
We have had the best time. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
We really do want a Chef and the Fat Man and Casserole Queens show.
That would be awesome. Well, one thing would be certain. There would be a lot of fun, and the FCC would make a lot of money.
That's right. A lot of sleeping going on. Yeah.
To the manager, of course, at the Cook's Warehouse. Matt, Cook's Warehouse, you guys are absolutely awesome. And especially to Crystal Cook and Sandy Pollack.
Thank you so much. Ladies,
absolutely awesome. You are much more than casserole queens. You are queens of culinary.
Thank you so much.
We really, really appreciate it. And to Executive Chef Eric Holder, who did the shopping, the prepping,
and he's done
all the eating and the wine tasting. Although they used but one cup of wine, there were 4 bottles tested.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, you better make sure you got the right bottle.
That was iced tea.
No doubt. And to our keeper of the dials, he who must be obeyed, that is Michael the Whip Holst. And he has made this possible today. Gals, this has been an amazing, amazing culinary experience. We hope that next time you're in town, your publicist let us know, and we get back together again, because this was more fun than, and I mean, to Chef Eric's credit, and I always try to suck up to the chef as I do. He never tries to suck up. I'm always going to suck up.
What's that about?
But anyway, this show wouldn't have happened if he hadn't liked the idea too, because we try to keep everybody in the family happy. This was really
very good.
He said as soon as he read the cookbook, he said, even though it's casseroles, I think this will really be fun.
Great.
And it was. And he said, so much more than just a casserole. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you, as we do each and every week, to remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reasons that we continue to have the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
Before we extinguish the flames of the mobile kitchens of Chef and the Fat Man, we would like to remind you that we will be out and about. So come out and check us out. Check our schedules. You can find out where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing. We're going to have a tailgate party possibly coming up here very soon. You'll want to come out to that. Mm-hmm. But there's so many things we will be at, and we'd love to have you. We'll be in Samford on the 21st of September.
In Birmingham, Alabama.
And that's, and if you want to know where that is, it's south till you smell it and west till you step in it.
Is what? That, no.
Is that how you find it?
No.
No? Oh, GPS it, I guess. Well, anyway, because you know Notre Dame fans in Alabama, we just don't like those people.
This isn't Alabama. This is Samford.
Oh, oh, okay. Well, there's at least you're going to get as much hate mail as I get now.
Yeah.
But we'd also like to thank our wonderful sponsors. Of course, the Big Green Egg, Schumann Produce. They are the Real Sweet Vidalia and Real Sweet Peruvian Sweet. Remember, if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
That's right. And also, please keep your dials right here on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. God bless y'all, and God bless America.
Yay. Thank you.